Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 590 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And we've been talking about remain, retreat, rise up. What do we do? Which one do we do? How do we do it? So we've discussed remain. Now we're going to talk about retreat. And our verse is Numbers 14, 42. Do not go up into the land now. You will only be crushed by your enemies because the Lord is not with you. So have you ever ventured into a situation that you know you shouldn't have? You knew God wasn't the author of the situation. You knew he wasn't in it, but you decided with your own reason to venture into it anyway without the presence and the power of God. This is something that I've done on a few occasions, and I hate to admit that, but it is true. You know, I've made unwise professional, financial, relational, business, and ministry decisions and was left to suffer the consequences. It's important, you know, to know that God didn't love me any less during those seasons. I knew that. However, the consequences I faced reminded me that I didn't want to do that again. And I'm one of those people, unfortunately, that has to learn things the hard way. You know, over the last few years, I've come to the following conclusion. Unless God is in it, I don't want to be involved. You know, we're called to go where God is working and avoid where he is not. So when you're in a situation that God is not in, the wise thing to do is retreat and go back. And in the scripture that we just read, the Israelites decided they wanted to go up to conquer the land, even though God had not told them to. Moses reminded them that the Lord was not with them for that particular conquest, and they would be crushed. But they decided to go anyway. Guess what happened? They were crushed and had to retreat. You know, I encourage you to read the whole chapter of Numbers 14 to get the entirety of the story. But sometimes when you're in a situation that God hasn't called you to, the smartest thing to do is retreat. There are times when you got to let go of what you want to do to make room for what God wants to do. And following God closely is not always about starting something new, but sometimes it's about stopping something that's getting in the way. As we grow in our faith, we learn to avoid these situations as opposed to entering them before we learn to retreat. So to think about here, what are you doing in your life that you may need to retreat from to make room for God to rise up? Because we know that it's God that we trust in, not our own understanding. So our closing verse is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. So discern and have wisdom. If you're in a situation God hasn't called you to or God's not in it, sometimes the best thing to do is retreat, go back, get your next assignment. See you next time.